Business is personal. When your business is doing well, you are feeling amazing. But when your business is not doing well, you're frustrated, losing sleep, and neither of you are any fun to be around. In either case, what you don't know about business is costing you time and money. This is the Business Owner Growth Podcast, where I share with you simple strategies we use to grow businesses and business owners in over 100 industries and 24 countries. Listen in, take action, and get ready to dominate your market. I wanted to share with you guys while you're going into the weekend, and some things are getting ready to open up. Some of your businesses either thrived during this time, or you've just been holding your ground and waiting for things to open up. And now that things are getting ready to open up, if you've survived, man, congratulations. I'm super excited for you. You, as a small business owner, are in fact the gladiator of your community and the people that you serve. The average person that does not own a business and has never been entrepreneurial in the least has no idea what you go through outside of COVID and outside of a lockdown, let alone during a lockdown. So I greatly commend you on everything that you've done this far, if you're still surviving and if you're still out there. I want to make you stronger. I want you to come out stronger than ever. And that is my sole mission in life, is to help business owners come out stronger and really not just survive, not be average, because to me, average is mediocre. Anybody can be average. And by average, that means 50% of your industry is doing worse than you, if you are in fact average, and 50% of your competitors are doing better than you. Which side do you want to be on? Right down the middle, less or more? I say more. Look, you know, I'm the host of the Men of Abundance podcast. I've coached a lot of people in living a life of abundance. And to me, it's our responsibility to be abundant in our thoughts and our actions, and to be abundant in our lives so that we can pay it forward more often. We can pay it forward in our time, treasures, and talents. And it's not always about money. It's about just giving in general, giving of your time, treasures, and talents, which is what I'm doing right here today for you. So I'm going to share some stuff with you. And the question today is, how do your competitors know, not your competitors, how do your prospects, how do your future customers know that you're better than your competition, because they're in the market for your services or products? And if you're not better, if you don't have a market dominating position and show that you're better, then they're going to shop on price every single time. Most people don't shop on price. Most people shop on value. They want the best value. And if you don't show that value up front, then they're going to shop on price and they're going to pick the lowest competitor. And I hope that you are not the lowest competitor. I hope that you are the higher range competitor, getting a better customer, providing a better service, and providing much better value. But what's the point in having all of that if you can't show that to your prospects, to your potential clients? There's this thing that's called your internal reality versus the outside perception. You know how awesome you are. You know the service that you provide within your business. You know that you take it higher and you take value and you take quality. You take all of that more seriously than your competitors across the board. But the problem is you're not able to accurately reflect that in your marketing. When you can accurately reflect your inside reality into your outside perception, you are going to dominate your market, I promise you. And I'm going to give you an example on how you can do that, of a chiropractor who had an amazing market dominating position and had no idea that he had this market dominating position. After sitting down, after my colleagues sat down with this chiropractor, they realized that he knew about this thing called fibromyalgia, and that many women, mostly women, are diagnosed with fibromyalgia, and many of them are misdiagnosed. What this means is when a woman comes in with extreme pain, or a patient in general, men get it as well, but mostly women, and they come in and they present with a pain that the doctor can't figure out, and they just say that I don't understand where the pain's coming from. They diagnose them with fibromyalgia. Then the patient has to live with fibromyalgia. There's no cure for it. And they just have to live with the pain without getting any treatment whatsoever, because that was the diagnosis and that's what they accept because that's what the doctor told them. Well, being in the medical field as long as I have, I'm here to tell you that medicine is a practice and not everybody is the same. So this chiropractor had figured out that he could help people that had generalized pain and over their entire body through his treatments, especially if they did not have fibromyalgia. They were just misdiagnosed. So what he was doing was he was putting out a newspaper flyer, this long wordy document that he was just slipping into the newspaper. He was paying $2,000 to get this flyer out to everybody in his area, right? And when Adrian and Carl got a chance to sit down with him, they figured out that his market was women between the ages of 18 and 85 with massive pain throughout their body. And the message that they decided to use, his market dominating position used in a unique service point, unique selling proposition, is if your attention fibromyalgia suffers, you may be misdiagnosed and suffering needlessly. And they put this on a cable TV ad, which the doctor said cable TV does not work for my industry. And he thought this truly because he had already spent thousands of dollars at a news network, at a cable television network, and he got nothing from it, absolutely nothing. But here's the thing. He was getting absolutely nothing from the flyer that he was putting in the newspaper either and spending $2,000 each month to put those in there. So Adrian talked him into letting him use the TV ad only because the doctor still had $3,000 over there at the TV studio. And he said, use that $3,000. That's all I'm going to give you. That's all I have. And you can do whatever you want to do with it. So Adrian created this one, not even a video. It looks like a video, but it's really just a still picture with the audio that said, attention, fibromyalgia suffers. You may be misdiagnosed and suffering needlessly. If you want to know more, get this free report, call this number. And then there was a whole backlog to this, basically, where they would call and get the free report. So the results were 137 leads in 4 days, because that $3,000 that he still had at the news or at the cable television network allowed him to have the ads up for 4 days. So in 4 days, he got 137 leads. And with the 2,000 leads that or the flyer that he was putting in the newspaper, spending $2,000 on, he was getting no leads from that. None whatsoever. This was almost, over 4,000% lead increase. This was by changing his market dominating position and clearly stating, he didn't even state that he was a chiropractor. All he stated was that if you're suffering from fibromyalgia or if you're suffering from pain, you may be misdiagnosed with fibromyalgia. Get this free report to find out what you can do. He ended up getting a bunch of patients from this. He had to turn off the ad because he couldn't handle all of the work that he was getting in. Another case study is with a daycare. This daycare was sending out these flyers to these postcards to every single home in a 5-mile radius. Think how crazy this is, how ludicrous this is. First off, this particular ad and postcard does not compel somebody to call them to put their kid into this daycare. Second, not everybody in a 5-mile radius has kids, and let alone kids that are old enough to be in a daycare. So it was a complete and total waste of money from start to finish. Anyway, they got absolutely no calls. Surprise. A surprise, right? That they got absolutely no calls off of this. So what he ended up doing, what our team ended up doing, is going in and finding out their market was parents that wanted their kids to be educated, because this particular daycare educated their kids. They changed the market dominating position and the unique selling proposition to, we guarantee your child will be reading at a first grade level prior to entering kindergarten. There's an interesting story to this too. They put this up on, all the different marketing areas, networking and all this stuff. Here's the ad that they put up on social media, and they put a flyer in specific locations within a 5-mile radius, not sending it out to everybody because not everybody wants to see this. But in the ad, it says, is your daycare's idea of good education curriculum, educational curriculum, watching Barney on TV? How would you like your child to be reading at a first grade level before starting kindergarten? Now, it goes on to say that this particular place has 22 station Dell computer lab and all kinds of other stuff. But check this out. If I'm a parent and I currently have my child in daycare and I'm happy with that daycare, I'm not looking for another daycare. But if my child is about two, three or four, and now I see this ad that says my child could be reading by the time they get into kindergarten, guess what I might do? I would be compelled to call and to go see this daycare because I want my child to be educated. And if this daycare is close enough to my home or my work, I'm now going to change daycares. This is important because if I'm looking for a daycare, I'm a now buyer. If I'm not looking for a daycare, I'm not a now buyer. I'm the other 98% of people that are not currently looking for your services, for daycare services. This, an ad like this, would compel me to be looking for the services. The case study shows that the result generated 58 leads in the first week, and they had to stop the ad, and they had a waiting list for kids to get into this daycare. Here's the cool thing about this story. This lady who owned this daycare owned 10 of these daycares, and she sold all 10 of them for just over $10 million and got out of the business. She was done. She was spent by the time our team was able to get over there and change her ads so that she could actually make a difference and get the people into her business. So I just wanted to share that with you because I want to point out the point that I want to make here is that even though you are absolutely amazing, none of that makes sense unless you are able to clearly articulate your market dominating position in your marketing and in your conversations when you're talking to people. So, you know, if somebody was to ask me, for instance, hey, Wally, what do you do? Oh, I'm a business and marketing strategist, or I'm a marketing coach, or I'm a business coach. You know, so what? Most people will run after they hear something like that. But when I say something like, I show just about any business owner you put in front of me how to increase their revenue and profits by up to $100,000 within a year without spending any more money on marketing and advertising. Well, I get one of two responses to that. Either bullshit, or how do you do that? That's why I wrote the book, No BS Business Breakthrough. Either way, it starts a conversation. And that's ultimately what I want to do. And for people who aren't as bold as I am, quite frankly, I don't want to work with them. I only want to work with people who are bold and want to take control of their industry, at least take control of their business and be profitable. Remember this, revenue feeds your ego, profits feed your family. I hear people, business owners say all the time, oh my God, I have $1 million business, or I have a $500,000 business, or I have whatever. Okay, how much? I know that's revenue. How much profits are you bringing home? Oh, I don't talk about that. I mean, literally, I had a conversation just before this COVID thing kicked off with a subcontractor who does paint, drywall, and flooring. In 2016, 17, and 18, he was making cash hand over fist. But then come 2019, he started working with a general contractor. He made $1.3 million in revenue that year in 2019. But he's like, Wally, where the hell's the money? I'm scared because I'm on track to make just over 2 million in 2020. And if I don't know where the money's at from 1.3, how the hell am I going to get through 2 million? And he's really concerned because he can't understand why he's not making nearly as much profit as he was before he grew his business. And I know why. I know it has a lot to do with his financials. I know it has to do with the structure of his business. And that's the kind of stuff that I work with business owners on. So not only get people in the door, quality customers and clients, but to actually how to generate profits and turn the revenues upside or right side up so that you're not only making a lot of revenue, but you're also making a lot of profit. And you have time on your hands to enjoy life. Imagine that. Isn't that what business is all about? Didn't you get in business to provide a value to other people? But oh, by the way, you also want to make a living and you also want to make a profit, and you also want to have time to enjoy the fruits of your labor? I would think so. If that's the case, then check out my website, wallycarmichael.com. get a free download of my book and check out the Everything Is Wrong video. As you scroll down on the at wallycarmichael.com, check out the Everything Is Wrong video. Why everything you've ever taught, everything you've ever learned about business and marketing your business is 100% wrong. It's a little bit of a long video, but it'll be the best 70 minutes of this weekend. Go check it out. I look forward to hearing from you. I look forward to hearing your feedback, and I look forward to helping you in your business, because I want your business to succeed. It is important that your business succeeds in spite of all this crap going on over the last month or so. All right. I'm Wally Carmichael. I am your business and marketing strategist. I'll talk to you soon. Take care. The true value of this information is only realized through focused action and proper implementation. Proper delegation of action is the sign of a great business owner. You should be doing what you do best and let others do the rest. If you would like help from my team and I, visit the show notes and get on our calendar. I'm sure we can work something out. Your business is important to me, your family, and your community. Give it the best chance to thrive. Subscribe to Business Owner Growth Podcast and share it with other business owners. Together, we can all do so much better. When you grow, your business grows.